Welcome to Podcast on the WSO2 Oxygen Tank. We've got Jonathan Marsh, WSO2's Director of Architecture Mashup Technologies, who represented WSO2 at the Workshop for Web Services for Enterprise Computing. He is also the co-chair of the W3C Web Services Description Working Group. Jonathan, what was this workshop all about?
Well, a W3C workshop is a community effort led by the W3C to bring in members of the industry who are interested in a particular topic and discuss what the W3C might do to further that particular topic. In this case, it was about using web services and just using the web in enterprise environments. And the W3C invited a number of participants from industry, vendors like WSO2 who provide tools, also customers like Citibank, and also some analysts. And there's a great cross-section of people interested in web services and enterprise computing represented at this workshop.
So what really was the aim of this workshop?
So the aim of the workshop is to help direct the W3C's future direction in developing standards. And often the W3C holds a workshop like this one, brings in the interested parties, and comes out of the workshop with an action plan to start up a standardization effort or a community building exercise or something else to further the goals of the people who attended the workshop.
So what would you say is really the role web services play in the enterprise?
Well, it's a very interesting speakers at this workshop for web of services for enterprise computing, which made it really clear, I think, what the value of web services are in the enterprise. There's a real need to have a simple interfaces to the legacy systems that people have deployed already in their enterprise. And web services, with its descriptive power and the interoperability you get between vendors, really enables a good platform with a very high level of support for tooling that enables people to take their programming assets from the enterprise and expose them both to other parties within their enterprise, to their partners, and also to the general public on the internet.
So what did WSO2 really present at this workshop?
Well, I presented a paper at the workshop that talked about the need to make sure that the interoperability promises of the web services stack are really fulfilled. And I think we've gone a long way in the last couple of years beyond the interoperability represented by the WSI basic profile. And now we have a much richer stack of SOAP 1.2, soon to have WSDL 2.0. We have WS addressing as a standard. We have WS reliable messaging. We have WS security. We have WS policy coming online. There's a much richer ecosystem now, much richer platform of specifications. And the interoperability on that entire stack is still a little bit iffy. We find vendors with different combinations of those specs, and the support really hasn't been validated to the satisfaction of the people in enterprise. So WSO2's position was, we need to continue to make the existing specs that are out there more reliable, build more confidence around those specs for the enterprise customer. And we suggested doing that by constituting a working group at the W3C, which would be tentatively named the Web Services Core Working Group, that would continue the maintenance of the specifications that have come out of the W3C. The SOAP 1.2, WS addressing, WSDL is almost done. There's a number of specs that need continuing maintenance so that as vendors have interoperability problems, there's an authority to go to see how to interpret this spec in order to maximize the interoperability. And also, I think what's fairly innovative in our approach also is to continue the focus on holding interoperability events between the vendors to not only have our SOAP 1.2 implementation working with somebody else's SOAP 1.2 implementation. But SOAP 1.2 together with addressing, together with description artifacts or policy statements, policy assertion that engage that, getting all those things to work together between vendors is going to be critical for continuing to build on the confidence that enterprise customers have in the web services stack.
So would you say that interoperability is sort of the key issue here?
Well, of course, web services is all about interoperability. The protocols are designed to be interoperable. And I think we still have a few pain points in that interoperability. And one of them that really emerged in the workshop was the pain point around the data binding tools. One of the big advantages of using web services in the enterprise is you do have descriptive artifacts which your tooling can process, yet we still find to this day many tools cannot handle the XML schema descriptions and WSDL descriptions that are emitted by another tool or even handcrafted that are perfectly legitimate XML schema documents, yet they don't bind into a good experience when you go into a programming language, a programming model or a programming language construct. In addition, a lot of those WSDLs still just kill the tools. So we have a lot more to do there, and the data binding working group has been trying to address this for a while, but I think there's a renewed need in the industry to support that work and to be present and help that working group fulfill its potential so that the interoperability can be maximized.
So what would you say is a real outcome of this workshop?
Well, I think there were three outcomes that were interesting to me. First of all, the proposal to constitute a web services core working group that I presented seemed to have pretty universal support among the workshop participants. So continuing on with the interoperability was perceived as critical. As I mentioned, making renewed efforts to support and extend the reach of the data binding working group seem to have a lot of support by those in the workshop. And we'll see if vendors can step up and actually participate more regularly in that effort in order to make it more successful. And also the workshop kind of pointed out the difference between the REST approach and the web services approach. And I think, from my point of view, some of the strengths of each approach. Web services have a lot of advantages in being marketed towards people who want to add an interface onto a system they already have. There are some very compelling presentations about the REST approach as well, which often demands that you reconceive your architecture in a more resource-centric way, which is not necessarily the easiest thing to do. But once you do that, you can deliver some very interesting solutions with a purely REST-based approach, which fits in very well with the way the web has been deployed and achieved its astounding success.
Right, okay, I think that's all we have time for today. Thank you, Jonathan, for joining us. And make sure you check out other podcasts on the WSO2 Oxygen Tech.
Thank you.